This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Lebanese media reported that at least three people were killed and dozens wounded in a second wave of explosions targeting the militant group Hezbollah. More electronic communications devices detonated Wednesday after exploding pagers killed at least 12 people and wounded almost 3,000 on Tuesday. Hezbollah has vowed revenge. Linda Grasdean reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Although Israel has not taken responsibility for the exploding pager attack Tuesday, it is widely blamed. Israeli security experts say the explosives were implanted into the pagers as they were manufactured. Hezbollah ordered the pagers from a Taiwanese company called Gold Apollo. A representative of the company said the pagers had actually been made by BAC, a Hungarian manufacturer. Ayal Pinko is a former Israeli intelligence official.
This is an intelligence operation that was very well planned, prepared for more than 1.5 years.
Israel is bracing for promised retaliation by Hezbollah. Israeli analysts warn that a direct conflict between Israel and Hezbollah would likely escalate to a regional war. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. National Security Agency said Wednesday that Iranian cyber attackers tried to pass on non-public materials stolen from the campaign of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump to people involved in President Joe Biden's re-election campaign. A joint statement issued by the FBI and two intelligence agencies said Iranian malicious cyber actors have also sent the material to U.S. news outlets. The agency said the plot is part of Iran's continued effort to stoke discord and undermine confidence in the November presidential and congressional elections. President Biden withdrew from the race in late July and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to replace him as the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. Iran has denied the allegations. This is VOA News. Vice President Harris told a group of congressional Hispanic leaders Wednesday there is a better way to solve the problem of undocumented immigration than that proposed by Donald Trump.
And together, CHC, we must also reform our broken immigration system and protect our dreamers. And understand we can do both, create an earned pathway to citizenship and ensure our border is secure. We can do both, and we must do both.
Trump has promised to carry out a policy of mass deportation of undocumented immigrants if he is reelected. Harris denounced those plans as extremist. A group of young activists in Turkey known as 1,000 Youth for Palestine is posing a rare and potent challenge to the government as they continue to expose Turkey's ongoing trade with Israel. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Along with condemning Israel, the group 1,000 Youth for Palestine also took aim at Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for sustaining Turkey's trade with Israel. The student-based group, since the start of Israel's Gaza military campaign, has targeted the export of Azerbaijani oil to Israel by way of a Turkish port. The group is also protesting Turkish companies continuing trade ties with Israel despite an official embargo. The group uses social media to broadcast its message, circumventing government-controlled media. Erdogan lost heavily in recent local elections. Activists say they hope to build on that. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The so-called hidden figures of the U.S. space race of the 1960s and 70s were awarded the Congressional Gold Medal Wednesday. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The movie Hidden Figures was based on the story of Katherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughan, and Mary Jackson.
The goal point for re-entry is 2,990 miles.
At a time in America when our nation was divided by color and often by gender, these women dared to step into the fields where they had previously been unwelcome.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's about time these women get this appropriate honor. Katherine Johnson's handwritten calculations helped John Glenn become the first American to orbit the Earth. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says their lessons and legacy sent Americans to the moon and will bring them back. And then,
just imagine when we leave our footprints on the red sands of Mars.
Also honored was Christine Darden, best known for research on sonic booms. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at VOAnews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.